Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So the most important thing is get comfortable in a chair. It's better to sort of sit semi-reclined rather than lying on a bed. It's good to uncross your legs and arms and find somewhere to rest your hands and rest your head. Allowing your eyes to close and just spend the first few moments focusing on your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose, focusing on the movement of the air in through the nasal passage, and then exhaling out, letting that breath all the way out. Feeling that wonderful sense of release as you exhale out through your mouth, your shoulders drop down, your hands relax. So you focusing all your attention on the movement of the air in through your nose, and then exhaling out and relaxing. Inhaling in nice and slow. Exhaling and relaxing. So continue to focus on your breath for a few moments as I describe this mindful acceptance exercise. So this exercise is about developing mindful acceptance for all feelings, all sensations, bodily sensations, all thoughts, and all behavioral urges. Mindful acceptance is a practice that comes with time. It's a skill that we develop with repeated practice. And using mindful acceptance, over time you'll discover no matter how bad the anxiety, the sadness, the frustration, the self-criticism, no matter how bad the physical sensations, no matter how intense the emotions, the discomfort, you'll notice that nothing lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm. Mindful acceptance is all about becoming more aware in the moment, more accepting of what is happening in the moment, and more compassion and allowing for what is going on in the moment. Awareness to any kind of bodily sensation, whether it be discomfort, anxiety, pain, awareness of any sensation, whatever it is, regardless of how intense. Awareness and acceptance of any thoughts we may be having. Self-critical thoughts, catastrophizing thoughts, magnifying thoughts. Awareness of all the emotions we're experiencing. And all the urges, tendencies to ruminate, to avoid, to hide. Tendencies to pace and dwell. All of our behavioral urges, any efforts to numb, escape, and avoid in any way, numb and escape and avoid digitally, through TV, through games, through social media, numb and escape and avoid through either alcohol or drugs or food, numb and escape and avoid through crawling away to bed, to sleep. Whatever the behavior is, just more awareness, more accepting, and more compassion for all of our worries, anxieties, fears, all of our emotions, all of our sensations in our body, and all of our behaviors. Bringing as much warmth, acceptance, awareness to the experience in a concrete way. Knowing that these emotions, thoughts, feelings, sensations are not the enemy. Remembering always that mindful acceptance, awareness, compassion is a skill that comes with time, with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so that you can apply it wherever you are, at any time in life, whenever, at any place. The most important thing is to commit to practicing daily for the first few weeks so that you can become a better observer, a more fuller participant in life, less worried, less afraid, less hiding away, less ruminating, less efforts to get things perfect, less catastrophizing, less magnifying, less avoidance. So finding a quiet place where you won't be disturbed is an important thing to do. The easiest way to practice this exercise at first is listening to the recording. And then as you get better at it, as you understand the exercise, the sequence, you can practice it on your own, going through it in your mind. So now, again, making yourself comfortable. What I'd like you to first do again is to pay attention to your breath. Take a few moments to get back in touch with the movement of your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Noticing the sensations in your body as you breathe. Bring your awareness to physical sensations in your body, whatever they may be, with every breath, every inhalation, and every exhalation. Noticing any sensations of pressure, touch associated with the breath. Sense of fullness, release, relief, whatever it may be. The movements in your shoulders, in your chest. The movements inside the nasal passage as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, any movements of the breath over your lips. Just noticing the rhythmic nature of the breath. The gentle rise and fall of the breath. The gentle rise and fall of your chest and your belly as you breathe in and out, like the ocean waves. Notice the rhythm, the breath breathing all by itself. Notice changing sensations in your chest, your ribs, your tummy, as you breathe more slowly, more deeply. Taking a few more moments to really focus on all the physical sensations associated with the breath. Enjoying the rhythmic nature of it. And there's no need to control your breath in any particular way. Just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And bring an attitude of generous allowing to your experience, whatever it is, right here, right now. Allow your experience to be whatever it is. Doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. Those are judging. But just allow your experience to be whatever it is. No particular state to be achieved, no particular goal to be sought after, nothing to be fixed. Simply allow the experience to be whatever it is, without needing it to be other than it is. Noting to yourself, this is simply what it is, right here, right now. And that's okay. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. This is simply what the mind does. It'll wander away to everything, other things you need to do. other worries, memories, bodily sensations, plans, daydreaming. Or it may just simply drift and bounce along. That's what the mind does much of the time. When you've noticed your mind has wandered away from the breath, congratulate yourself, because that's awareness. And you can come back to the breath. Bring your focus back on the rhythmic nature of the breath. Bring your awareness back to the sensations in your body as you breathe. The breath can become the center of your focus one more time. You may choose to acknowledge where the mind wandered off to. It's been thinking, it's been planning, it's been judging, it's been evaluating. Just then gently escort it back to the breath, coming in and out. Bring a quality of kindness, compassion, acceptance, knowing you've just had a moment of awareness. Not getting frustrated, irritated, angry. Not needing it to be other than it is. See the wanderings of the mind as opportunities to bring patience and curiosity to your experience, whatever it is. Moment to moment, changing. It's also normal, typical, for your mind to wander off to bodily sensations or feelings. Notice the sensations in your body. Notice the feelings. Acknowledge their presence and stay with them for a moment. There's no need to think of anything else to make them go away, to resolve anything. You can just allow them to be, giving yourself space, self-space, to feel whatever you're feeling. Make space for it, as much space as it needs. Your whole body, a whole room, a whole house, a whole city block, as much space as it needs. Bring a quality of kindness, compassion, awareness, and acceptance to it. Notice what it feels like. Notice how it changes if it does. Notice where it is. Notice as much as you can. Notice the feelings. How much space do they need? Notice their quality. Notice the thoughts, their speed, the content, the nature of them, random, sequential, connected, disconnected. Bring a quality of kindness and compassion to all of it, allowing it to be there. Not trying to make it other than it is. Acknowledge their presence. Don't try to hold on to them or make them go away. Just open your heart to them. Make space for them. Make room for the discomfort. Make room for the tension, the frustration, the sadness. Make room for the overwhelm, for the lethargy. Make room for the anxiety. Welcome it all in. And watch the sensations as you make space for them change from moment to moment if they do. Sometimes they grow stronger, sometimes weaker, sometimes staying the same. Doesn't really matter what they do, it's just the noticing that's important. Breathe calmly, deeply into the sensations, into the emotions, into the thoughts. Remembering the purpose is to not feel better, but to get better at feeling whatever you're feeling. To get better at noticing your thoughts, whatever you're thinking. To get better at noticing the sensations in your body, whatever they are. Being with it, whatever it is. Noticing too if you're unable to focus on your breath because of any intense physical sensations, emotional discomfort, or distressing thoughts. Let go then of the focus on the breath and instead shift your focus to the discomfort, whatever it may be. Shift your focus to your thoughts. Again, not solving them, changing them, just noticing them. Shift your focus to the discomfort in your body. Stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Shift your focus to the emotions, no matter how intense they are. Stay with it. Ride the wave. Make room for it. Allow it to be there. Allow it to be whatever it is. Allow yourself to experience whatever you feel, whatever you notice. You also may notice thoughts about sensations, or thoughts about feelings, thoughts about thoughts, such as, it's dangerous, it's getting worse, I can't handle it, this is horrible, this is frustrating. Thoughts about sensations in the body. I can't stand this. This is too much. I can't take it anymore. Thoughts about the feelings. This is ridiculous. Shouldn't be having this. Thoughts about the thoughts. Ridiculous thoughts. Stupid thoughts. Whatever you're having thoughts about, notice those as well. Notice thoughts as thoughts. Physical sensations as physical sensations. Feelings as feelings. Nothing more, not fact. Just an experience. You can label thoughts as thoughts or judgments or worries or ruminations or catastrophizing or magnifying. You can label the sensations in your body, tightness, heaviness. You can label the emotions, anger, frustration, overwhelm. Just let all of these things come and go. You are not your thoughts. You are not your feelings. You are not your ruminations, sensations, or your behaviors. Make a space for them. Allow them to be there. See how much space they need. Allow yourself to be present with whatever is happening, regardless of the fear, the worry, the self-hatred, the self-loathing, regardless of the catastrophizing and the magnifying and the feelings of overwhelm. Notice. Allow it to be there. Don't work on it. Just accept it, moment to moment, as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. So now we're going to practice this. I'd like you to think of a situation that's been recently bothersome to you. And I want you to remember what you thought about it. What about that situation was distressing for you? What did you need in that situation? What were the emotions? Where were you? Who was there? Who wasn't there? What were you thinking about you? What were the images going on in your mind? What were you thinking about other people? What were you anticipating would happen or guessing did happen? Notice where you felt it in your body. Notice all the emotions you experienced, taking note of the most intense ones. Noticing all of that. Feeling it, but seeing yourself at the same time. Seeing yourself feel, think, sense these things, and feeling yourself sense, feel, think these things. Notice yourself and feel the sensations. Stay with the discomfort and focus on your breath. Open up to it. Make space for it. Allow it to be there. Bring compassion and focused attention to your experience. Stay with the breath. Breathe with it. Breathe through it. Allow it to be there. Give it space. How much space does it need? If you notice yourself tensing up or resisting, if you notice yourself pushing away, notice that too. Acknowledge it. Make space for the resistance, for the tension, for the repulsion. Make space for the fear or the worry. Let these feelings, thoughts, and sensations exist. They need not be your enemy. You need not sink into them. You need not fuse with them. They're just an emotional, neuronal experience. That's fleeting. That's fast. When we fuse with them, we make them bigger than they are. Have it, own it, let it be there. What does it really feel like moment to moment? What is the true experience like moment to moment, not what your mind tells you it is? Separate those two. The true experience from the judgment of the experience. Is this something you must struggle with, or can you just accept it's there in this moment? In this moment, this is your experience. Let it be. Let yourself feel it, whatever it is. Notice what everything that's happening moment to moment. And in your words, in your quiet mind, embrace it, cradle it, hug it, allow it to be there. Stay with it. Don't resist it. Embrace it with compassion and kindness. This is your experience now. And as you open up to the experiences, whatever they are, you'll notice new thoughts, new feelings, new sensations, new urges. Invite them in as well. You'll start noticing a difference between the judgments of your experience and the true experience. Remembering always, pain of any sort, emotional, physical, pain times resistance equals suffering. Resistance can come in many forms. Emotional resistance, physical resistance, behavioral resistance, refusing to accept things as they are. That's the essence of resistance. Getting frustrated at nighttime when you can't sleep is resistance. Getting worried about any physical discomfort is resistance. Catastrophizing, magnifying is resistance. Fighting it is resistance. Getting critical of yourself in this moment as things are is resistance. Anytime you're not wanting things to be exactly as they are, it's resistance, and that causes suffering. Suffering is optional. Suffering is avoidable as long as we can embrace, accept, and be compassionate with the pain, whatever type of pain it is. So now at a moment, I'd like you to imagine a beautiful room. And in this room, you're at the doorway, as you are today. On the other side of the room is an image of you, a slightly different version of you. This slightly different version of you is different in some particular way, some way you value. It could be a slightly calmer version of you, moderately calmer, or deeply calmer. Could be more confident, 10% more confident, 20, 30, 50, 70, 80% more confident. It could be a more honest and accepting you. This version of you across the room is in some specific way, whatever specific way is important to you now, and this will change. This version of you across the room is different in some specific way. Take a moment to think about what's most important to you, how you'd like this version of you to be some degree different than you are today. And a degree different could be 10%, 20, 30, 40, 50. It's not perfection. One specific way to some degree. Why is that important to you? How can that difference bring about a calmer, happier, smoother life, whatever it may be? What kind of difference will that make in your life? This change, this difference, how will it impact your life? Why is it important to you? How does this difference change the way you interact? How does it help you? What kind of differences does it make on a day-to-day basis? Coming back to the you on the other side of the room, the you today. See the pathway between you today and this different version of you. Something is blocking the pathway. Take a moment to notice what's blocking the pathway between you and this different version of you. What do you need to do to clear the pathway or get around this obstacle? What tool, knowledge, behaviors do you need to do to get through or around and remove this obstacle? What do you need to do, and decide on that? Once you've decided, it's whatever comes to mind that's important to you now. It's not perfect. See yourself and feel yourself doing that now. And as you do, you can see yourself and feel yourself taking a step towards this different version of you in some specific way, to some degree. See yourself and feel yourself walking towards you, fusing with you, feeling what it feels like to see the world through those eyes, feeling what it feels like in your posture, seeing and feeling what it feels like to walk around like this, to conduct yourself like this, to think about you, other people in the world in this new and different way, to interact differently. See yourself and feel yourself embodying this, knowing how it helps you, aware of what it changes. And And as you do, make a commitment to yourself in your words. What you'll do today, what you'll do tomorrow, to actualize this, to make it happen. And this commitment to yourself will finish the sentence, I will. Saying this louder and louder in your own quiet mind inside, I will. Making that commitment to yourself and understanding the value and the importance and the impact it'll have on your life. And as this time for practice comes to a close, I'd like you to become more aware. Sometimes when you listen to this recording or you do this exercise, it'll be challenging. It's important to not let that challenge stand in your way of doing the practice. To understand sometimes it may be difficult, frustrating, anxiety-provoking, overwhelming, or saddening. These judgments will show up in your practice, usually driven by a particular need for a specific end result. Giving up on that specific end result and just allowing the practice to be whatever it is usually more calming. Usually helps a person develop more mindful acceptance. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. It comes with practice and time. There's no particular result to be achieved. It comes with time. But what is most important is each and every time you practice the exercise to reflect upon how it was helpful for you that day. And each and every day, the way it helps will be different. Different insights, different awarenesses, different commitments. Taking a moment to just reflect upon how this exercise was helpful for you today. And you may choose to record the benefits of the exercise each and every day, to keep track of how it was helpful, what you experienced, just a few sentences. Remembering always that mindful acceptance, compassion, awareness is a skill that comes with time. Like a seedling, it needs to be cultivated in order to grow. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.